Started over here, we are on
Daf
Chaf Gimel on the base, starting a new Perek Shlishi in Masechta Klayim. And should we do Hakdamas here? Should we make any introductory remarks? The only introductory remark you should know is that we're talking about vegetables. That the Harchoka that we had in the previous Perek, that if you had Yerek B'Yerek, that it was Shisha Tvachim, that's talking about fields of Yerokas. If you're talking about a small patch, small patches have different rules, different number of tfachim that you have to be marchik. It's going to be a machlokes. We show them exactly what that harchoka is. Some say it's 1.5. Some say it's 3. It's a machlokes. And this mishnah is going to be dealing with those small patches. What's the maximum number of vegetables you can have in such a small patch? Okay. That's enough hakdama. Aruga shehi shisha al shisha tfachim. If you have a garden patch, 6x6 tfachim. Zorim besocha chamisha zorim. You can have 5 varieties of plants in that small area. Arba be'arba ruchas, 4 on the 4 sides. Just imagine it as a square. We're going to just assume it's a square for now. So you have a 6x6 square. You can have every side a different species. And then one bamsa, one. We're going to say that this is only one plant in the middle. As far as the 4 sides are concerned, there's obviously more than 4 plant and more than 4 seeds, right? We're talking about planting perhaps the row or the majority of the row. That's we're going to see different mafarshim now exactly how that worked. So that's what some of these pictures are about. We have again, it says arba ba'arba ruchos, aruga, 4 on the 4 sides, the echad ba'amsa, 1 in the middle. And then you have number 1, which goes through the whole page of the different shitas. Just a broad view of the shitas. We have the Rash and the Rambam. So the Rash and the Rambam have 2 fundamental machloksim. The Rambam holds the same way we said that there's a rule of Rosh Tor, that if you have when something hits something at an angle, that it can come, it can jut right up to the edge
of juts,
right up to the edge of the patch, as long as it hits it at an angle. The Rash holds that's not true. That was only true if you're dealing with a field. But if you're dealing with a small area, such a small enclosed area, the rule of Rosh Tor gets thrown out. So that's a fundamental machlokes. Rambam holds you can use Rosh Tor, and therefore the Rambam. Let's just go straight to the Rambam's pictures because they're the simplest. The Rambam has 2 picture possibilities. They're diagram C, diagram D in the art scroll. And if you don't have an art scroll with you when you're listening, I suggest you get one. So you have 4 boxes. That's 4 tefachim on each side, right? And each corner is empty. You never have anything that's right next to a second species. 2 species right next to each other would not be good. Mm-hmm. All the species hit each other at angles.
But you do have the way in diagram C, circles of Rosh Tor, those are all next to each other.
Yeah, the Rosh Tors are always next to each other. But I'm saying you don't have, like the corners could not be planted
right. Specifically
for that reason, because then they would be right next to each other without a Rosh Tor, and therefore that would be usur. There's an advantage. You notice that there's a big advantage of having a diagram D versus C. If you look, you'll see he says that the total number of tefachim planted is 27 square tefachim in D, whereas opposed in C you have 24 square tefachim. So sometimes, if you follow a certain pattern, you'll get more ground usage. Okay, so that's the Rambam's shot in how you do the 4 sides and the middle. Okay, so the Rambam, so let me just back up. So when I said 1 seed in the middle, that wasn't true. I was kind of like assuming like the Rash. But the Rambam, of course, it's not 1 seed in the middle. It's actually a large amount of seeds in the middle. Diagram A, on the other hand, is the Rash. So the Rash holds you can't have Rosh Tor, formations in the small area. Therefore, he has to have at least 1.5 tefachim between each species. So, and he shows you with the...
Is that the one with the diamond?
The X.
Diagram A.
Diagram A.
A?
It's the one with the...
Gotcha.
He calls it... What's
1.
He call
5.
It? He calls it a trapezoid.
1.5, 4 plus.
Yes, that's correct.
Gotcha.
That's correct. So the 1.5, 4 plus, that's the distance between those two trapezoids. Okay? And then you have 1.5 to the one seed in the middle.
So there's only one seed there.
There, yeah. In the Rashi's example, there's only one seed in the middle. So you've already covered three diagrams, and it's quite simple, right? My mom in the Rashi. Now, in diagram B, he's showing you how, in theory, the Rashi could have had not just five, but could actually have 9 species planted. You would have 1x1 blocks in the corner. Then you'd have 1.5 tefachim, 1.5, a 1x1 box in the center, and then another 1.5 tefachim, and one in the corner. And it's the same way all the way around. And you would end up with actually 9 species in that formation. So why didn't the Mishnah say that? So that some people say that the pshat is that there's 6 is the limit. I'm sorry, 5 rather. 5 is the limit. And because once you're dealing with too many species in such a small area, it already looks too much like it's together.
Clive-ish.
It's clive-ish. Yeah, that's a good word.
You also get more ground cover in the trapezoid picture.
Certainly.
As opposed to diagram B.
Certainly, diagram B, you're using very little space. Correct. Does he say anything more than that? He just says to look at 25B, notes 8, 11. Okay, so whatever. Fine. Now, what else is there? He mentions, just to explain what he's doing in diagram E, I want to also take a look at the textual and interpretive variance. That is, in the bottom box, go to the bottom box. The bottom box, do you have any of these pictures?
I have a few pictures, but I can see them.
Okay, so the bottom box is the sheet of Rashi. This is a Gemara in Shabbos on Pei Dalet on the Beis, apparently. I didn't look up the Gemara, but apparently Rashi speaks this out over there. Rashi says you plant the entire row all the way up until not quite the corner, because you don't want two species actually touching each other, but the whole row is planted with one row of seeds, and so on and so forth around each perimeter, and then one seed in the middle.
And he wouldn't tolerate a diagonal across someone.
Yeah, he apparently, I think he would agree with no. Let me say this. Rashi's matir, the corners, the way I think Tysus understands Rashi, he holds that Rashi is utilizing Rosh Torah logic to create his corners. Okay, so I'm not 100% certain what all the svaras are, but that's what I gathered, that Tysus says in his argument on Rashi, the way I heard it quoted, was, I hate to do this because I didn't see it inside. I hate quoting what other people say. But what I heard was that Tosfos says you can't use Rosh Torah logic, which is where the Rosh is coming from. So, you know, Rosh being one of the Bali Tosfos. Okay. So we have different positions over here. I think that the one of the big things about Rashi is that you need 3 tefachim between... Rashi's got the most chumadik harchoka, whereas others say 1.5 is enough. Rashi holds you need 3 tefachim. Okay.
Is this a rule only in Eretz Yisrael?
Klal Yisrael is only noheg in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
There's no
like
Klal
Yisrael. I have a garden. No one ever told me I can't.
There's no Isser Klal Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz, period.
Okay. And if I had that same garden in Eretz Yisrael? You're going to have tomatoes and cucumbers and radishes. And blah, 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 blah.
You might have to take certain things into account.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
When I plant one, I'll let you know.
There's a whole simon in Yeridea.
Uh-huh.
In the third chalik.
Uh-huh.
First it has Kloy HaKerem.
Uh-huh.
And then it has Kloy Zeron following that. I would have thought that it would have been Kloy Zeron first and then Kloy HaKerem. That's the way I would have positioned it, you know, the ones which is not Isser HaNoah, and then the more Chomer to go in. I don't know why I thought that way. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it's the other way. It's Kloy HaKerem first, and then comes Kloy Zeron. I was taking a look at it on Shabbos a little bit, just to kind of get familiar with it. But take a look over there. Maybe you'll see how to plant a garden in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, good to know.
Yep. Okay. Hoylo gavul gavoya tafach. So now it says, if you had a raised border surrounding this 6x6, so what you have is, the way we're going to learn it now is, we're going to say that there's a tefach border, it's a tefach high, and also it's a tefach wide. So instead of it being 6x6, you're actually 8x8, right? Because you have an added tefach on each side. So it's 8x8 square instead of a 6x6 square. And since you have an elevation, so that acts as a separation, allowing you to plant more within this area. That's basically what's going to happen now. So Hailag will take over a tefach, and if it has a tefach wide around it, Azorim b'sachar shleish also. Now you can get 13 species. Shleishal called goyvel v'goyvel. You can, on each border, you can get 3. V'echad b'emtza, and 1 in the middle. So where do we have that? Let's take a look, I guess. I think diagram C is the easiest one to visualize this. I'm not sure. I got to tell you the truth. I was busy doing, went back in my basement just now. So I cut into my preparatory time. So I'm not 100% sure of all the shittas here. But some of the shittas are pretty simple. And that is the Rambam shitta, which is diagram C. So you've got your 3, right? See the way you have your 3 in each side outside the border. And then you have, which makes 12, right? Because it's 4 sides, 3 on each side. That's 12. And then you have the 1 in the middle, which makes number 13. He uses the Rosh Tor formation to allow all the species, the circles in the picture, the diagram, show you where the Rosh Tor is. So that's very easy. 3 on each side, total of 13. There are other positions, like the Rosh, obviously, since he doesn't hold from Rosh Tor, so he's going to have a different formation. In his formation, the widths of the boxes in diagram A, you'll note that widths of the middle boxes in each row are thinner than a tefach by a tefach. They're actually, I don't remember the exact.
3/4.
What is it, 3/4?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's 3/4. Oh yeah, it's at the top there. I missed it. So it's 1, then there's 1.5 space, then 3/4, 1.5 space, 3/4, 1.5 space, and then 1. So that'll be the formation there. And that way, he's sticking to his guns, right? That the harchok is 1.5 tefachim,
no
rosh tors. So it's, again, elishi tosait. So the Rosh and the Rambam are just going according to their personal shitas, and that's all these diagrams really are representing. Pretty simple, right? You can't plant the head of a turnip and within the tefach width of the patch is border. Because what's going to happen up when it starts to grow? As you know, the head of the turnip is going to produce the large leaves, which Shamsi promised he was going to bring us, but he has yet to do so. But hopefully one day he'll bring them in. Okay. We'll allow it this time. it fills up the border with its large leaves, and that gives the appearance that, in fact, mingled with the species, that it is, in fact, mingled with the species next to it. So he doesn't allow it. There's a certain note over here, which I thought was interesting, very interesting note here. Note number 6. Taisis Yontif says this, this restriction about the cabbage only applies to this 13 formation, to this 13 planting formation. What would be in the ratio of the Mishnah where we said that you could plant five species in a little garden patch of 6x6? Would there be an Isser in that case also to put any one of them to be a cabbage?
Because they grow so large.
Yeah, so Tosafot says, he says this, I thought it was interesting. Tosafot posits this restriction only applies to the preceding case where a border surrounds a 6x6 patch. Since in that case, three species are planted on each side of the border, planting turnip as one of the species will cause species to appear intermingled. In the first case, however, where the five species are planted in a 6x6 patch, one on each side and one in the middle, this restriction does not apply. Since only one species is planted on each side, planting a turnip as that one species will in no way cause the species to appear intermingled. Interesting. Interesting distinction over there. Okay? Yeah. Now we come to Rabbi Yehuda. And this is the way we're going to end today's daf. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is shisha ba'emsa, that you can have six varieties. So the way I understand it is that whereas till now I've said that you had to have archoka of 1.5 tefachim, Rabbi Yehuda is choilik on that, and he holds the harchoka only has to be a tefach. So once you have a closer proximity, you're going to increase the number of plants that you can have. So instead of having five, like the Tanakhama says, he's going to hold you're going to have six. So what are all these? And now at this point, I don't know what all these pictures are.
That's this picture with the. The diamonds, that's the six.
Okay, so we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda is going on the seifa of the Mishnah, not on the ratio of the Mishnah. I thought it was going on the ratio of the Mishnah. So I guess I'm wrong. So Rabbi Yehuda is going, okay, oh, he says there are Cyrilo. He says, Rabbi Gemara, a signal to Rabbi Yehuda, a seifa kapolik. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda is actually going to go on the seifa where there's a gvul, and that's where he's saying six. And he's saying you'll have six in the middle as opposed to one in the middle that we were saying till now. He's going to hold that you can actually have six in the middle. So instead of having 13, he's going to have, right,
six.
Five more, which will be 18, right? You'll have 12 on the perimeters and six in the middle for a total of 18. Right? Tanakhama holes, you have a total of 13.
Talking about
8x8? 8x8.
Okay.
So Tanakhama said 8x8, you can have three 13. On each side, one in the middle for a total of 13.
Right.
Comes Rabbi Yehuda and he says shisha, that it's not just one in the middle. You can actually have six in the middle for a total of 18. Why? And the answer is because he can set up, based on these different diagrams, you can set up six because you have room, because you only need a tefach in between each species. So that allows you to crowd in more into the middle of the 6x6. I can't explain the name one that. That's the only thing I understand. I mean, in the pictures you see, diagram B, you clearly have, you know, the Rosh Torahs according to Rambam's Shita. Or in diagram A, looks like it's the Rashi's Shita again, with squares. And in the Rash, what the point in the Rash to make note of is, even though you see squares are right next to each other, but that's because they're up against the Gvul, the Govel, the way it's called. When it's up against the wall, so that wall, because it's a Tefach, acts as a divider. You Yotzei your Din HaRchoka of Tefach with that wall. So you could jump right up to that wall and plant another species on the top, and there's no violation there, because since his harkoka is just a tefach, you will yotze your tefach because the wall is a tefach tall, right? Like we mentioned earlier, sometimes, right? Sometimes a cliff is like a wall, right? So this is the same type of thing. And with that, we end today's talk.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay?